if you're truly going to benefit from EOS with an implementer, if you're going to work with one of us, we want you to truly implement, which means we have a process to help you roll out all the different pieces because we recognize the value in how those all play together and how that truly generates traction for your company. So when businesses are saying, I tried it, but I didn't really see the benefit. Yeah, usually it's because they took pieces and they did it for a short amount of time.
Yeah.
So the benefit of working with an implementer is they're going to help you in the long run move into what we call execution mode. So the first few sessions I do with clients are foundational. They're putting some of those pieces that you're probably familiar with, the level 10 meeting, the accountability chart. We create all that. But then we move into quarterly pulsing, and that's where we execute. That's where we put all the work we've done to the ground and start moving and seeing that forward progress that's accelerating over time.
Yes, yes.
Welcome to the Cooler Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Kuhlhorn, and I'm excited to have you join me as I interview community members and business leaders from the communities in which I live, work, and serve through my business, Cooler Garage Doors. We're going to bring you highlights on characters in our communities. Why? Because community matters, and I want to know more about who is behind our business and leadership in order to understand and support the community fabric that our relationships make up. And collectively, we can build stronger communities that support our lifestyles, our youth, and our health. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Cooler Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Kuhlhorn. Today, I have the pleasure of sitting down with a new friend, Kristen Donahue. She is a professional EOS implementer who helps leadership teams get 100% clear on their vision, creating accountability throughout organizations, and teaching leaders to work together as a healthy, cohesive group of individuals. Kristen, thank you so much for joining.
Matt, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
That's awesome. And you are beaming in from Grand Junction. That's correct. Yeah.
Yep. Wonderful. Sunny Grand Junction.
Yeah, it is beautiful weather. I've heard this weekend's going to be amazing. And then the weather is going to start turning a little bit.
I love this time of year. It's gorgeous. You can get out, you can hike, but you also know winter's coming.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I really do appreciate our new connection, and we've sat down, had coffee at one point. I'm interested in having a conversation, diving in on EOS. I've read Traction, I've read Rocket Fuel, like I know a little bit, right? And I think our listeners know components of this, and some people have really dove in. But let's just build a little bit of context before we get into EOS specifically. Where did this come from? So where did you grow up?
So I grew up in small town Colorado, Del Norte, which is southern Colorado, about 1,800 people.
Yeah.
Moved there when I was two. So my husband won't let me say I'm a native, but I'm almost the Colorado native.
He must be a true native then.
Yeah, his family goes back generation.
Yeah, gotcha. Right on. What's the kind of concise little story of Del Norte to Grand Junction?
So Del Norte to Grand Junction, loved growing up in a small town, but also couldn't wait to get out of there when I graduated. So I went to CSU in Fort Collins, go Rams, and that's where I met my husband. So we spent our first, 5 or 6 years on the Front Range, Colorado Springs, Fort Collins. We had the chance to move to Montana, so lived in Kalispell, Montana, right outside of Glacier National Park. Lived there for 7 years, but for both of us, Colorado's in our heart, we had to come back. So all of our families still live around Colorado as well. So we moved to Grand Junction. Now it's been about 13 or 14 years. And it was a good compromise because we both love the outdoors, love more rural. We didn't want to be on the Front Range. But by the same token, all of our family is on the Front Range. So we wanted to be close enough we could see them. So once we got here, we felt like it was the perfect fit.
Love that. Kalispell is a cool area. My wife and I spent about 3 months up in Eureka. And that was coming from Colorado. And it's just like we went there in the winter. It was so gray. I was like, ooh, this is not going to work.
That's what chased us back to. I think when you grow up in Colorado, you just take the sun for granted. You know, even when it's cold and snowy, it's sunny almost every day.
Yeah.
And living in Montana, we were like, we can handle cold. We cannot handle all this gray and cloudiness. So,
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. How long have you been an EOS implementer?
So I'm relatively new on the EOS scene. I started last spring.
Okay.
So that would be 2023, spring of 2023.
Right on. And how did that develop for you? Where did that come from? I'm assuming it came out of some entrepreneurial types of pursuits.
Yeah. So it was I feel like in hindsight, it was the perfect combination of paths that led me to this. So the last 20 plus years, I've been coaching entrepreneurs in some form. So I've done a lot of coaching with female sales entrepreneurs. I also ran a company focused on engagement and retention because my initial background was in human resources. So I worked with businesses to help them create cultures that are sticky, where people want to work there and employers are getting the most out of their workforce. So in some form or another, I've been doing the coaching. What I found through all that work is I love helping people figure out their gaps. What's the difference between where you are and where you want to be, whether that's for your company or for yourself individually? And once we figured out the gap, what are the tools you need to fill the gap? So about a year and a half ago, I read Traction and thought, oh, talking about tools to fill gaps. I loved how none of it was rock, like it wasn't brand new stuff that you're like, whoa, I've never heard this. But the way it comes together and the way you put it to work in your business made perfect sense to me. So I loved the way Traction pulls all those tools together, which made me think this is perfect. It lets me show up and do what I do for clients. In the past, I had to write everything myself, create all my own material. Traction allowed me to have material that we know is proven that works. And now I can just show up and help people implement it into their business and their life.
Yeah. All right. I love this. So the context is laid. I get this. It seems like a natural iteration or evolution for you. And in working with EOS, what are some of the components that even for those that have read Traction and, you know, have gone down the rabbit hole of this a little bit may not understand? Like, I'm asking personally, because I've read the book, I use a little bit of the components of EOS, and I'm excited to have another meeting with you in conversation to really dive down. But off the cuff, for those that are listening, have some familiarity, what might we not know that we should know?
Yeah, there's a biggie, and it keeps hitting me, actually, the deeper I get. And that is just simply the fact that part of the genius of Traction is that there's all these individual tools, and you can pick and choose the pieces that are going to work in your business. But what I have found as I implement with companies is Traction was written and EOS was created to meld together and overlap in a way that the deeper you get, the more you look back and say, oh, that's why I did this 2 months ago, because it works with what I'm doing now. And it sets me up for what I'm going to do in 3 months. There's a tendency when we read Traction to pick a couple pieces that we think are going to help us and then think, okay, I use EOS. I do this and I have a VTO, or I do level 10 meetings. Those are awesome. But the true power of Traction comes when you're implementing all the pieces, because that gives you that extra bump that gets you moving in a way that's hard to picture. So I think that's one thing people miss, is they don't understand how all the pieces come together and give you, I love the visual that comes with the word Traction. I mean, it's just that grip that moves you forward.
Does that ever end, or does that continue building for decades?
No, that's the great part, right? Is once we have these systems in place, one of the best tools that we can work on as a leader and as the leader of an organization is just the ability to systemize, to make things consistent over time. And no, so then once you've done that, no, it doesn't end. It gets easier. It takes a lot of load off your shoulders as the leader, because so often we're the ones who carry that. and think it's our job to create it. And once we've created it within the company, we can step back a little and go home and sleep better at night. But it doesn't end just because we're stepping back.
I gotcha. All right, a couple questions bubble up, Kristen, but what is the it? Like you just mentioned, as a leader, we create it. And if we can get it off of our shoulders, we could sleep better.
So it's funny. That's a good way to ask it. It's what I see when I talk to leaders. Like there's this thing that most people come to me carrying, most leaders. A lot of times they just think this is how you're supposed to feel if you run a company. Usually it falls into multiple categories, but usually it's like a lack of control, feeling like your business is running you and you're not running it. Sometimes it's a lack of profit, and that doesn't mean they're not making a profit, but it means more that the what they're getting out is not worth what they're putting in. The time, the energy, the effort, all those pieces, like the other life that they're not getting to live because they're running this business, is the amount of money they're getting back for all of that investment isn't worth it. Sometimes it's a frustration with people. Like I either don't have the right people or the people I have are not aligned. It's that feeling of hitting the ceiling. Like I can't figure out what it is, but I just keep running up against this wall and can never quite seem to get past it. A lot of times that's, you know, I hit 5 million and I can't ever get over it. Or I've got 20 employees, but I can't quite get past. So some form of ceiling. And a lot of times it's just that I've tried everything. Like I've gone to the seminars, I've read the books, I've talked to people, nothing's working. So that's the it that I see a lot of entrepreneurs carrying on their shoulders. And that's what they go home at night thinking about. And they're trying to find the solution to it. And again, they feel like, I'm looking everywhere and this must just be how it is. I'm supposed to just feel like this until hopefully I can sell this and finally get a good night's sleep again.
Yeah.
Which doesn't have to be that way, but that's the it that I'm seeing.
I got it. I actually know those its.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, most entrepreneurs, when I say those, they're like, check the box. Yes, I see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll lay out a real context and then you and I are going to follow up in convo for sure. But I would imagine some listeners are also in the same scenario of Red Traction. I've even hired an EOS consultant for a few months. What I didn't register that I just heard you express was how it can compound. And so likely with that consultant, it was too short. Like I implemented a couple of things, but I really didn't see the long-term vision. And so while I have components, I still feel some of those its.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, one thing that a lot of people who are familiar with EOS and with Traction and have been for a while now, EOS has shifted a little bit in how we offer our materials. So it used to be that consultants could subscribe to EOS and that could be one of the tools in their toolbox. So they could come and work with you and share all these different things. And one of the pieces would be, oh, and I want you to try this and this from EOS.
Yeah.
And that would be it. Now EOS doesn't do that anymore. EOS has recognized that if you're truly going to benefit from EOS with an implementer, if you're going to work with one of us, we want you to truly implement, which means we have a process to help you roll out all the different pieces because we recognize the value and how those all play together and how that truly generates traction for your company. So when businesses are saying, I tried it, but I didn't really see the benefit. Yeah, usually it's because they took pieces and they did it for a short amount of time.
Yeah.
So the benefit of working with an implementer is they're going to help you in the long run move into what we call execution mode. So the first few sessions I do with clients are foundational. They're putting some of those pieces that you're probably familiar with, the level 10 meeting, the accountability chart. We create all that, but then we move into quarterly pulsing and that's where we execute. That's where we put all the work we've done to the ground and start moving and seeing that forward progress that's accelerating over time.
Yes, yes.
What have you seen in working with folks?
You know, here's one, and there's lots, there's so much. But one thing that is especially interesting, and I think it's good for businesses to hear this, because you can also self-implement EOS. We put all of our resources out there. You know, you can get the traction book. So, you know, even if you're a smaller company thinking, well, I don't know if I want to hire an implementer, there's other ways to do this, but you're still going to see this thing I'm going to tell you. And that is that when you, so EOS is as a model, focuses on six essential functions within your company. And the first three functions that we share are vision, getting everybody 100% on the same page with where we're headed, people, making sure you have the right people to execute on the vision, and data, meaning we're running our business on facts and figures, not emotions and opinions and gut feelings. So the tools that I use with you help you strengthen vision, people, data. As we strengthen those, the thing, so back to your question of what are you seeing? What I see is as we strengthen those companies, all of a sudden, it becomes a lot more transparent and we hit this ick moment where we're a couple sessions in and it's like, crap, this is not getting better, Kristen. It's getting worse. Like, what are you doing to us? And it's like pushing through, because what that gives you is transparency in your organization to see all the speed bumps and the roadblocks and the issues, the people that aren't in the right seats, the systems that are not working for you. And typically, as a company, we're succeeding in spite of ourselves. All those roadblocks are there, but we have our blinders on because we're so focused on work that we just choose not to see them. When we start working on getting better in vision and people and data, the roadblocks become very apparent. So I've heard that a lot from clients is, oh man, I thought you were going to make this easier. And in the first few sessions, that's where we start to pull all those out. The other piece though is recognizing as a business owner, it's good to see those, right? We have to see those roadblocks. Otherwise, how are you going to steer around them or eliminate them if you don't even see them coming? So it's that mindset shift, instead of like, put the blinders on, I don't want to see this stuff, to, all right, yeah, show it all to me and let's fix it so that we can go faster.
Yeah, I love that. What I'm hearing in a lot of this, one of my business mentors who I've really learned a lot from and truly appreciated, because he really rattled me years ago, Keith Cunningham. And he's a Southern entrepreneur. And just about every conference or anytime I go and see him, I'll always be like, you know, what you can't see could kill you. And so you're talking about seeing everything that could derail profitability or just good sleep or whatever.
Yeah.
So you also mentioned time in the process of setting the foundation and then getting to this ick moment. I would imagine that could happen 2 to 4 types of months once everything's like bubbling up. Is there a time frame of when it gets better?
You're like, tell me the light at the end of the tunnel before we go into that. Right.
Yeah.
So when I work with a company, I follow our EOS process. So I do 3 foundational sessions that are 30 days apart. So we do 3 sessions in 60 days. That's usually when the ick comes out. That's when you really start to see it.
Mm-hmm.
From there, we move into the execution mode. And that's where I do quarterly sessions. So we do 3 sessions in those first 60 days, focus day and 2 vision building days. And then we don't meet again for 90 days because we've figured out where you need to go. And we come back together 90 days from now. So once we move into that quarterly, we're meeting every quarter. That's when I'm teaching you how to address the big ick. We call them issues, you know, the big meaty issues that are really challenging in your company, as well as the little day-to-day issues. Because as business leaders, we spend a lot of time putting out those fires. And if we can get good and also teach our team to get good at addressing those little issues that pop up every week, so that they go away forever instead of continuing to resurface, that again is going to help us move faster. So once we move into quarterly pulsing and we start addressing those issues and using systems and tools to address the issues, that's where it starts to get better.
Yeah.
So you usually in that first year start to like, all right, I see what's coming together. I generally work with companies for about 2 years. my job, and I'm not a consultant, I don't come in and tell people how to run their company. I teach them how to run on EOS, and then I get out of their way and let them do it. So typically 2 years of those quarterly sessions, I'm teaching them the different tools, because what you'll find is we have tools on what drives profit and tools on how to delegate. And those things will start to pop up through the course of our time together. And as we're solving those issues, we give them the right tools to solve. By the end of 2 years, they're like, we got this. We know the tools. We know the system. We can run on this ourselves now. So it gets better, and then it continues to get even better after.
Yeah, no, I love that. So basically, you said that your job is to work yourself out of a job.
Exactly. Yep.
Which I think is super healthy. Right. Like, I've got into some consultant engagements, and it just seems like the consultant is almost creating the reason for the consultant, right? Like,
well, yeah, it creates a level of dependency. And really, I don't want you to be dependent on me. That's why we have a system, is your business shouldn't be dependent on me. It shouldn't be dependent on you either. That's what lets you go home and sleep at night.
Yeah,
if we're running on a good system, it's going to be able to run when you take 2 weeks off to go travel like you've always wanted to and never felt like you could because your business is running you. That's the value of a system.
Yeah.
So yeah, if I'm teaching you a good system, not only should it not be dependent on me, it shouldn't be dependent on any one of us.
Yeah. Okay, here's a loaded compound question. What does it cost to do? What might it cost not to do? But really the question is, who is this for? I heard, you know, for smaller organizations or solopreneurs, like there's the ability to self-implement, but in engaging somebody like yourself, what stage do we want to do that? And what might we want to prepare for with regards to budget and engaging? Yeah.
So I'll answer the budget question first, because it's a little bit easier in that I don't have a specific answer for you. And the reason for that is I'm guessing you have listeners to your podcast from a variety of places. There are EOS implementers all over the world. And we all charge a daily session rate, but that session rate can depend on how experienced is your implementer? What area are they working in? How full is their calendar? Because over time, session rates can increase. So what I would encourage there is, if someone is wanting to analyze the budget side of this and say, hey, I kind of want to work with an implementer, what's it going to cost me? Just call me. I'm happy to run through what it looks like for you. Or if you say, hey, I don't live anywhere near Grand Junction, I want someone face-to-face with me, I'll find you an implementer in your area, because I know them all over the country, that will fit within the budget that you're thinking of. So I know that's an answer, that's a non-answer, but it's just because it's very hard to pinpoint. But in terms of who should be looking at this, typically our target market and who we find EOS works the best for are privately held entrepreneurial companies, typically anywhere from 10 to 250 employees. The demographics are important, like it's nice to hear the numbers. But also, even more important, what I look for are leaders who have some of those frustrations, who are carrying those weights on their shoulder, but also who are open to change. You know, they're coming in saying, I want this to get better. I'm willing to try something new. The frustration that I'm feeling, it's actually easier to change than it is to stay where I am right now. Because for some people, we're willing to just sit in the muck forever because we don't want to do the work it takes to change it. So if you want to implement EOS, you have to be willing to do some of the work that it's going to take.
Yeah, I get that. And that work is not easy.
Right, right. I think the other thing, though, looking at from a, you know, hearing that and saying, all right, so these are relatively small companies. That being said, we've implemented EOS in much larger companies. The question there just becomes a rollout. Because as you roll down through an organization, I work with leadership teams. So an EOS implementer is going to come in and work with your leadership team. They will equip you as the leader to turn around and roll this out to your entire team. If you have 5,000 employees, you have a lot of levels in that company that you're going to be rolling EOS through versus a company with 12 employees. You know, we're going to be able to roll it out a lot faster. Even that 2-year mark that I gave you, you know, it truly is client specific. We go session by session. And once you've mastered all the tools, you graduate. So maybe that's a year. Maybe it's 2.5 years. You get to decide as the client. We work together and say, look, these are all the things I'm wanting you to master. Where are we at? How's your business looking? So even that amount of time can vary, which again is why it's impossible to tell you. This is exactly what it will cost.
Yeah.
It is good though to think about what it will cost not do it. And even what it will cost to self-implement. We have great tools. And I'm a very help first person. My primary goal is strengthening businesses in Western Colorado, Eastern Utah. I'm about rural business. I'm the only EOS implementer off the Front Range of Colorado right now. I'm sure there will be more in the future and I welcome that. But right now there's a service that our businesses here have missed out on for a long time. And I'm excited to provide that. So if self-implementation is what your company needs, call me. I'm happy to do some help first activities with you, talk through what makes sense. But I think, I mean, your industry is a great example, Matt. You know, I'm guessing occasionally you get calls from people who are like, yeah, I thought I could do this garage door myself and I need you to come in and fix it. So yeah, so we all have things like that, that we think, you know what, I read the book. I know how to do this. I don't need anybody. And then you talk to a professional and realize, wow, they have a system that's so much more effective and efficient that it's actually cheaper to use them and start growing than to struggle through this on my own.
Yeah, I love all that. One clarifying question. You mentioned you work with leadership teams. Is that a leadership team of multiple people? Can it start with a leadership team of one? You can break that distinction.
Yeah. So it's a good question because in a lot of smaller companies, in fact, one of my clients I was just thinking about that she is ready to scale, but the first session we did, it was a leadership team of one because she hadn't even completely decided yet, what does my leadership team look like? She has 14 employees, but she has, and so often entrepreneurial companies, they don't run with leadership teams. They run with a leader. And it's a transition to move into, we are now running as a leadership team. Again, think about that weight that the entrepreneur is carrying home every night.
Yeah.
That's part of the weight is you are it in the company. You're doing everything. The transition to saying, I'm not going to do everything. I'm going to set this up so that, again, it can run without me. That's what requires the team. So longer answer, but short answer is, yeah, we can work with a single person leadership team. I even have one client who that's it. She's not planning right now to engage beyond that one person leadership team. However, EOS was really formulated to work with more than a one person leadership team.
Yeah.
So it's awesome. Good. I think the key, like what I usually will talk about there is just understand you're not target market, but that doesn't mean there's not value in it. You know, if it's just you and me talking because you're a one person leadership team, I can push you. I can help you think about things that you might not be thinking about, can help you see things you haven't seen in your company, but it's still just you and me. So that's not target market, but it can absolutely be valuable.
Yeah. Love that. Kristen, how do listeners reach out to you to learn more and engage with you and your tools?
So a couple things I want you guys to understand that I am happy to provide, because sometimes I'll hear, you know, oh, well, I'm not going to call you until I'm ready. Call me before you're ready. I am a walking library. I have all the traction books. I send those out for free. You get a nice, happy orange envelope. Matt's a testament to that. He got an orange envelope. If you want a book, I'll send it to you. We've got Traction. I've got Rocket Fuel, Get a Grip, Process, all the different Traction books. So I'm happy to send those out. I'm happy to do a free 90-minute session just to work through your particular company. I'll explain EOS, how we work, but also we'll tailor this to what you need and recommend some tools so that even if you decide to self-implement, you know where to start. And then also, of course, I'm happy to actually work with you as a company and implement. So best ways to reach out, you can email me, Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-I-N, Donahue at EOSworldwide.com. You can also go to the EOS Worldwide website, which is just EOSworldwide.com, and then just do /Kristen-Donahue. Or feel free to call or text me, 970 250-3439. Love to talk with you. And I get so much energy just from hearing your business story and sharing, you know, what can I share that's going to help make your journey easier? So
yes,
give me a call.
I love that. We'll include those links and your phone number if you're okay with it in our show notes and get that out there. And I encourage listeners to engage with you, Kristen. I really appreciate the information, the conversation. Any final words, any closing thoughts?
I guess just that of one more reminder that you as the leader and the entrepreneur, you don't have to carry all this. So there's so many tools out there to help you, but you should be living your best life. And that's what EOS is going to help you do. But there's other tools too. So I just want whatever tool you're using, just going into that with the focus of, I want to run a great business, but I also want to live a great life, because that balance is so important.
I love that. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we'll be talking soon, Kristen. I appreciate you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to the Cooler Lifestyle Podcast. We count on your subscriptions, your likes, your shares, and I encourage you to do that now. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and subscribe. Lower right-hand button. If you're on audio, download this, share it, and we look forward to having you on the next one.